Look, Frank, you really haven't told me anything I don't know already.
There really isn't anything more to tell. Oh, except one thing.
Yes?
He was always asking if he could take my radio watch.
Oh, and did you let him?
No, it's against regulations, except for emergencies.
Quite right.
It was rather an odd request from a fellow who was always telling me that order should be obeyed without question at all times.
Seems to be his favourite phrase. And when he did get to the radio, was there anything odd about the way he carried on then?
Only once that I'm aware of.
What happened?
Well, I came out of the cargo hatch after a routine check and found him tuned into control and listening into the messages being passed between this ship and base.
Oh? Had he been ordered to listen on control's frequency?
No, we were supposed to be on the ship-to-ship wavelength. And the other odd thing about it was that he'd recorded everything control had said.
Only control's transmissions, not ours?
No, Jet, control's only.
Did you tackle him about it?
Yes.
What did he say?
Well, he said you'd called him up and asked him to keep a check watch on control as reception wasn't too good and you didn't want to risk not hearing anything vital.
How long ago was this, Frank?
Well, about 2 weeks out from takeoff.
Well, it is possible. One ship is often detailed to keep a double watch on control.